From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The World Health Organization says that a new vaccine has proven effective against Ebola. Researchers say the experimental vaccine has shown to be highly effective at preventing the deadly disease. The World Health Organization said the vaccine has so far been 100% effective in trials conducted in Guinea. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the new vaccine could be a game changer.
It will change the management of the current Ebola outbreak and future outbreaks.
The Ebola outbreak that swept through West Africa last year has killed more than 11,000 people, most of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. The United States is calling on the Taliban's new leaders, named Friday to succeed Mullah Omar, to take part in what the U.S. sees as an extremely promising opportunity for a genuine peace with the Kabul government. From Islamabad, Ayaz Gul reports.
The Taliban broke off the scheduled meeting in Pakistan Friday with representatives of the Afghan government on short notice. Members of the group said they needed to settle leadership questions following confirmation of the death of Mullah Omar. The disclosure this week by both the Afghan government and the Taliban that Mullah Omar actually died more than 2 years ago complicated the situation, raising questions about who in fact was leading the insurgents all that time. The Taliban acted relatively quickly and announced Friday that Mullah Akhtar Mansur is its new chief, but that declaration did not bring up the question of further peace talks with the Afghan government. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
For more on these stories, please be sure to log on to our website, www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. Suspected Jewish settlers firebombed two homes in the Israeli-occupied West Bank on Friday, burning a Palestinian toddler to death and wounding several of his family members. Israeli military spokesman Peter Lerner called the arson attack near the northern city of Nablus nothing short of barbaric and terrorism. Hundreds of people joined protests, and there were sporadic clashes between Israelis and Palestinians as news of the 18-month-old child's death spread. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a rare call to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to say the attack was reprehensible and horrific.
We're shocked. We're outraged. We condemn this. There is zero tolerance for terrorism, wherever it comes from, whichever side of the fence it comes from. We have to fight it and fight it together.
The Palestinian Liberation Organization said that it holds Mr. Netanyahu's government fully responsible for the attack. The dead child's 4-year-old brother and parents were also critically burned in the fire. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry as he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a 5-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A senior State Department official said the United States is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, where an Islamic State-affiliated militant group has claimed responsibility for several deadly attacks. In a Friday briefing, the official said the Egyptians are facing serious threats from Islamic State-linked militants, and the United States needs to support the country's efforts to achieve stability. Security would be among the issues that Kerry would discuss with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry on Sunday, according to that State Department official. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least 5 people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Gamboru Market on Friday. Witnesses to the bombing say a number of people were injured as well. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the region is a hotbed of the Boko Haram Islamist militant group. The International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as the host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games over Almaty, Kazakhstan, the only other contender for the bid. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the decision Friday in Kuala Lumpur.
The International Olympic Committee has the honor to announce the host city of the Olympic Winter Games 2022. Beijing!
Beijing last hosted an Olympics in 2008 when it hosted the Summer Games. Kazakhstan has never hosted an Olympics. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.